In this third podcast, I want to talk about networks for a final time, and specifically about how to use networks to change the nature of news production. And the model I'm working from here is the model for the 21st Century Newsroom, which I wrote in 2007 and is currently in the process of being revisited. If you look at the bottom of this podcast, you'll find a link to the full post about the 21st Century Newsroom. But what it boils down to is this. As I said in the first podcast, when you move away from physical limitations towards networked ways of operating, you actually open up new spaces for production. So the actual product of news gathering can become a product in itself. So you make product out of process. Likewise, the space that exists after publication of a traditional piece of news, if you like, the article or the broadcast package, again becomes a site for news production, and I'll talk in a bit more detail about both. If you look at the model for 21st Century Newsroom, you'll see when you look at news, there are two areas that we tend to aim at. We tend to aim to be the very first to the news, or to be the ones with the deepest analysis. So it's all about speed or depth. Now, online, you can actually play to those strengths particularly hard, because the web is very good at both. The web is very good at speed because of the speed of the distribution infrastructure that I mentioned earlier. It's faster than pretty much any other medium. Although you can broadcast live, the distribution of that broadcast is reliant on people being tuned in. And so for that reason, I think it's faster. And secondly, it offers more depth because you're not limited by the space of paper, of the time of a broadcast. And also the individual can drill down into that information in new ways, which open up new possibilities for storytelling. So when a story breaks, as you're finding out about that, whether it's the lead or whether it's something that you're responding to, you can start to alert people to it. In the original 21st Century Newsroom model, I called this the alert stage, but actually I'm now calling it call to action or respond to action. So what you are doing is responding to an action elsewhere or calling others to act upon a lead that you have. And that's what this stage is about. It's about you responding, but doing so quite often in a public way so that others can feed into your news gathering process. So right at the start of a news production process, you're publishing and distributing your journalism. Laura Kay, who was at the BBC, has just joined ITV, talks in a similar way about how individual facts of a story she will now tweet as she's going along. And that's a very different type of production. It's a kind of an always-on attitude. The advantages of this, as I said, I've mentioned the editorial advantages of other people contributing to this, but there are also commercial advantages here, which is that if you are the first person to start tweeting about a story, then you start to place a marker for distribution and even search engine optimization. Because when we move into the second stage, which is the draft of a story, as you start to piece together a number of facts, again, you're putting a place marker down to say, I'm the first to this story. If you're searching for this, then you find me. And so this stage is about, you've not got enough information to do what would be a traditional polished news package or article, but you have enough information to write a blog post, for example. A bit too much for Twitter, but enough for a blog post or even a Facebook page. Now, again, what you're doing here is providing a space for other people to contribute to your news production processes. And it's a good idea here to think about the types of people who might be interested in this story at this point. So if a story is breaking, the only people searching for that story on Google are likely to be the people who are immediately involved in that story, possibly actually experiencing the event it relates to. And you want to be the web page that they land on as they search for that story. Not because necessarily you want to be the first stop editorially, but because you want to access those people. You want to have the eyewitnesses and the experts and the people with insider knowledge. Those are the people you want to be contacting you. And so that's why I think the draft is really important. In search engine optimization terms, it puts you at the top of that list, the most likely to be found. It makes you accessible as a journalist. Now, from that point, you move into more traditional forms of journalism, the article, the broadcast package, perhaps a context article, and you start to move into depth. But once you get past that traditional context, again, as I said, a new space opens up. So the process of the story gains extra life, and that happens with interactivity. So people can interact with the information of the story sometimes. You might provide the full spreadsheet or the full information for them to interact with. You might ask them to provide certain information and get results related to them. There's the discussion around the story, so the social interaction around the story. You might host a discussion forum or a live chat or a Q&A. There are any number of things you can host around the story to give it extra life as people seek to understand it more and how it affects them and what the context is. And then finally, there's that kind of personalization and customization. We're seeing a rise in news apps which are personalized to the individual, which take information from news gatherers and make it useful. So it might be that people want to do something with the information in that story. They might want to write a letter to their MP or sign a petition or raise some money. There are all kinds of things that people might want to do. They might want to make a purchasing decision based on it. And so that is kind of going to the ends of depth. That's a new area that you might want to explore as the story gets to that stage. Now, obviously, in a depth area, you're talking about the biggest investment of resources. But I think the depth area is also the area with the most commercial potential, although that's not been particularly well explored at the moment. In the speed stages, the initial stages, it's all about distribution and editorial input. And it's about talking about your story in public, and interacting with people in public so that you get the maximum amount of input from the best people as your story progresses.